episode 2194, Look at What You Have.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for a brand new week? It is Mindset Monday. It is time for you to really be thinking about the direction you want your week to go. Something extraordinary requires you, the ordinary, to show up. Look at what you have. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, every day you are tested. You get to choose how you respond and how you live out your life. Look at what you have. You can have compassion over frustration. You can have hope over pity. You can have love over hate. Doing the right thing and making changes to our habits and patterns in life is very important. But you must not forget the importance of being a human being who sees another human being. We get all caught up in what we can't control. We complain about what we don't have. Look at what you have. Remember in the good old days, there were handwritten invitations, and on those invitations were RSVPs. Do you even know where RSVP comes from? It's a French phrase, répondez s'il vous plaît. Now, I probably didn't even get it half right, nor do I have a French accent, so it really sounds wrong. But that's where the RSVP comes from. Well, in English, it simply means please respond. Well, in our world today, you don't need an invitation, right? Because our invitations are where? They come from social media posts, chat apps, and text messages. No longer are they handwritten notes. No longer do we have to stop and think. No longer are there any distractions around us. No, that's all we have are distractions. They come from all different angles. Good, bad, ugly. But you see, we don't stop long enough to think. And with all of these invitations that you get, text messages, right? Chats, DMs, whatever you claim it, dance messages, right? They're all out there. You've got to understand that you don't need everything. Your participation, you don't need to show up. One thing I know for me is that I'm very much a relational person. Relationships matter to me. And I know when I get on any form of social media and I start looking into their story, I want to get to know who they are. And I may spend 5 minutes on a post. Do you know most people don't even spend 5 seconds on a post? They hit like, dislike, and they move on. But the person who wrote that post, they take that like or dislike like they've written a dissertation back to them, saying, oh my gosh, how do they feel this way? And you wonder why we're in the state that we're in. Why do we open ourselves up to open-ended invitations where anything and all is okay? You don't need to attend all the arguments you're invited to. Think about that for a minute. And I'm not saying you're invited to all these arguments, but why do we keep responding to them? Why do we react to them? We have to be careful. We have to pick our battles carefully by controlling what you can control, you. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Control you. The facts may be that your circumstances are not what you hoped for, but how you live your life is all about you. You may agree with the arguments, but do you still have to respond? You may even agree with something good that's on there, but do you really need to respond? There are some posts that are out there that, in all honesty, they get more negative than positive, even though it's a positive post or message, whatever it is, whether it's a dance, whether it's, you know, written on Facebook or Instagram, if you see it on Snapchat in a story. And it may be good, but maybe the pushback is more negative. Why allow yourself to enter into that conversation? Why allow your mind to go where, well, it really doesn't need to go? For some reason, we find that we need to step into everybody's business. Now, I'm not saying that that means that we don't speak up when we need to and we're called to do so. I get that. But every single time, you see, I've had to set boundaries for myself. Why? Because I care who's on the other side. But I got to tell you, a lot of people out there that are liking, disliking, hearting, not hearting, all the different things you can do, even comments that are on there, they may read only one other thing and they may hit it from there. So the author of that post is like, well, how did you not read what I said? How could you even say that? And then there's all these other things that play in our mind after the fact. You know, I'm sure you've posted one thing in your lifetime so far that you've gotten pushback, unless if you've never been on social media. And so I come to you from a different perspective today, a different mindset shift. Control you. We talk about loving our reflection. Part of loving our reflection is being able to control who we are because we cannot control anybody else. You cannot control your dog, you think you can. You cannot control your children, you think you can. You cannot control your spouse, you think you can. You cannot control your boss, you cannot control the world, you cannot control anyone but you. And so all this blame and shame and complaining and fussing, where does that really get you? Now, yes, there is a time and place for that. If you are fighting for a job and you have been passed over and there is good reason, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to tell you to go fight for it. But in general, everyday living, where are you really wasting some of your energy? Seriously. So I don't know what circumstances you're in now, but what I want to do is caution you as to how you are moving forward in your new year. Are you looking to everybody else and saying, you know what? I need to stand out like them. I want my business to be like their business. Really? Do you know every single thing about their business? Maybe you really don't want to be like their business. You just want what you see. There's a difference. Maybe you're jealous of your girlfriend for whatever reason. But if you keep focusing on that, where does that get you? You got to control you. And it happens in three major areas. Number one, responses. How are you responding? You've got to look at, okay, are my responses towards the positive? Is that who I am? Or am I one who gets stuck kind of in all the stuff, the drama? Is that where I need to be? I can't answer that question for you. I'm just posing it though. And I think it's important that we get honest with who we are. So our responses. Number two, our actions. Actions speak louder than words. Who's watching you? You may be in your four walls, but if you have children, their eyes are all on you, 100%. So you've got to understand that your actions have consequences, good or bad. So look at your responses, look at your actions. Number three, your thoughts. Nobody sees your thoughts except for God. He knows your heart. And your thoughts influence you from the inside out. And when you have that influence from the inside out, it does show up on the outside. People can see it, especially the ones that are really watchful. So you've got responses, actions, thoughts. And really the bonus one that I think is important that we spend a few moments on are our reactions. We are so quick to like a statement, love one, look at an actual picture and you're like, oh, that's amazing. But have you read what's there? If you really read, maybe you'll find out that you shouldn't be hearting it. Maybe you should care for it. Maybe you really shouldn't like it. You should dislike it. We've got to understand our reactions to what we see in front of us. And you got to control that. You. No one else can control you. What if you were wanted for your honesty, truth spoken in love, and your inspiration. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be searched out due to how much you care, not because of your attitude and the drama you create? Think about that. Are you one who says, oh yeah, I'm a drama stirrer. I like to stir the pot a little bit. It makes me feel good. Does it really? Well, how is that helping you grow as an individual? How is that showing leadership in who you are within your family? What is that doing to your heart internally? Sometimes what we do, we don't understand that it actually eats us from the inside out. If you're not sleeping well, I think you need to have a little internal discussion, a little internal reflection. Look at what you have. Think about how you are received. Don't rush to condemn others. Instead, control you. Change starts with whom? You. Yeah, it would be nice that, you know, your sister who's been mean to you for all these years would come and apologize. But you know what? You can't control her. Your brother, you're like, my gosh, what is up his butt? Why can't he just come and just own it? Oh, and then my ex, right? I mean, you can sit here and list all these things. You've got to put aside what you think others are thinking, and you've got to look from the inside out. What are you doing? How are you responding? What are your actions? Go back to someone who you are struggling with, you've had a disagreement with, whether it's on social media, whether it's in a text message. Go and look to see what that last post said. Who was it that said the last thing? Was it you? Did you feel better because you had the last word? You feel like you're more in control? Or was it the person that you're in a disagreement with? Or maybe you're actually trying to support that person, but maybe that person doesn't feel that way. But there's some tension buildup. Who said what last? Are you the drama queen? The drama king? Are you trying to stir up things just because? What good and how is that serving you? Really begin to ask yourself. Choose which invitations you respond to with careful thought. You don't have to say yes to everything. You don't even have to comment on anybody's things. In fact, you don't even have to post anything yourself. Maybe sometimes just taking a break would be an okay thing. Now, I'm not saying that social media is bad. It is amazing that we can connect with people around the world. And there are some incredible people out there. But you see, what happens is that when we are not secure and confident within who we are, and we don't love our reflection, what happens? Everybody else's stuff drives what we do. And so my question to you is, are you letting other people drive what you do? Are you accepting all of their invitations in life, good, bad, or ugly? Are you saying, oh my gosh, if I just only, okay, I'm going to study this and we're going to get this going because I know if she can do it, I can do it too. Now, there's one good reason, right, to learn and to watch others. There's some incredible mentors out there. But there are also some people that, you know what, you may need to set some boundaries. You may need to figure out, gosh, maybe I don't need that invitation. I don't need that temptation. Because it leads me down an area that, yep, I don't like who I am. Well, guess what? Take a break. You don't have to be rude about it. You just don't comment anymore. Hide them from your feed. It doesn't mean you're mean to them. It's just what you need to do to control you, to change your internal feelings and how you relate to the outside world. So then when you look at yourself, you love your reflection more. Because it's really hard for us to do what we are called to do in life and to be the leaders that we're supposed to be in our household, in our businesses, in our community, if we cannot lead with a pure, clean heart, knowing that we are doing the best that we know how. But if we're messing with all the stuff and the drama and this is what we want to do. You need to put it to rest. Choose which invitations you respond to with careful thought. Regardless of what the world dishes out, you control you. No one else does. You do. You impact the world that you touch. So don't take lightly the responsibility you have to create your now. Go out today with a smile on your face and joy in your heart. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.